Malawi has no diplomatic relations with Oman, and its closest connection with Oman is its embassy in Kuwait. John Kawai is the spokesperson for the Ministry of Foreign Affairs in Malawi. He told VOA Tuesday that the government concluded its fact-finding mission concerning the complaints the trafficked women raised in February, but efforts to send a delegation to Oman to start the repatriation process have been frustrated.
The delegation that was supposed to go to Oman, suddenly they found themselves not being given the visas. So this has been the issue that has now delayed the process of bringing back the women back to Malawi.
However, Kawai said the Malawi government is exploring some ways of bringing the women home. These include working with some non-government organizations based in Oman to help repatriate them.
We have been having some limited success. As we are speaking right now, about 21 Malawian women have come back from Oman. Last week, we probably received about 6 women. Unfortunately, we are receiving reports that there are still some other women who are also leaving Malawi, going to that very same place and finding themselves in exactly the same challenges that the others found themselves in.
Many Malawians have long been recruited by middlemen with the promise of finding better jobs in countries such as Oman, Qatar, and the United Arab Emirates. However, some have ended in jobs they were never promised, and working under unheard conditions. For example, in a Facebook post that went viral last year, a Malawian woman working in Oman alleged that she had suffered abuses such as rape, torture, and poor pay. She compared her situation in Oman to that of slavery. A local daily newspaper in Malawi reported in June this year that a 23-year-old Malawian working in Oman had died after her employer dumped and abandoned her at a private hospital. Her body was later buried in Malawi. There has been no comment from authorities in Oman on the matter. However, a 2023 trafficking in persons report on Oman, published on the U.S. Department of State, says Oman is taking measures to eliminate trafficking. These include initiating prosecutions of alleged labor traffickers, conviction of sex traffickers, and upgrading of its specialized anti-trafficking police unit to increase capacity to investigate trafficking cases. However, the report says Oman government did not meet the minimum standards in several key areas. The report says the Oman government investigated and prosecuted fewer traffickers overall compared with previous years, and did not convict any traffickers of the forced labor of migrant workers, the largest trafficking problem in Oman for the fifth consecutive year. Despite the challenges Malawi is facing in repatriating the women, human rights organizations have been trying to complement government efforts toward rescuing the women. For example, in February, the local NGO, the Center for Democracy and Economic Development Initiative, started a rescue campaign aimed at raising about $2,400 for the release of 60 stranded women. Sylvester Namiwa is the executive director for the NGO.
Having listened and watched clips of heartbreaking stories coming from Oman, to an extent that they were surviving on 2 slices of bread and a bottle of water used as sex toys, we thought we needed to do something. But then we never succeeded. You are aware that the moment we launched the initiative, it was the same time that the devastating Cyclone Freddy hit this country. So the attention shifted to Cyclone Freddy.
Emma Kali is the executive director for the Malawi Human Rights Resource Center. She says she is aware that some Malawians leave for other countries because of economic problems many people are facing.
But what I can only say is that they need to do a thorough assessment before they travel, so that they are well assured of their stay there. And like when you just join, You do not know who is picking you there, who is going to employ you, and then when they start now mistreating you, it becomes a problem.
However, Kawaye, the spokesperson of Malawi's Ministry of Foreign Affairs, told VOA that the Malawi government has budgeted about $350,000 to bring the women home. It is also seeking assistance from governments and international partners to help fast-track repatriation of all stranded women. For VOA Africa, I am Lamek Masina in Blantyre.